Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The London-based rights group Amnesty International said it had credible reports that the Sudanese police had killed 37 protesters in clashes during the anti-government demonstrations. Protesters are demanding Omar Hassan al-Bashir, Sudan's president of 29 years, step down in the wake of terrible inflation and corruption. Japan said it would withdraw from an international agreement and resume commercial whaling, a defiant move to prop up an industry that still has cultural significance there, despite plummeting demand for whale meat. Over just a couple of generations, parents have greatly increased the amount of time, attention, and money they put into raising children. Mothers who juggle jobs outside the home spend just as much time tending their children as stay-at-home moms did in the 1970s. The amount of money parents spend on children, which used to peak when they were in high school, is now highest when they are under 6 and over 18 and into their mid-20s. An 8-year-old Guatemalan boy died in Border Patrol custody early Christmas morning, the second such death this month, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said. Nationwide, single-family homes, white picketed symbols of the American dream, are increasingly owned by far-flung investors, with the percentage held by landlords growing from 13% nationally to 17% between 2008 and 2016, according to the Census Bureau's American Community Survey. More than 100 psychiatric hospitals have remained fully accredited by the nation's major hospital watchdog, despite serious safety violations that include lapses linked to the death, abuse, or sexual assault of patients. Street protests by Iranians in December that marked the most widespread anti-government demonstrations in a decade. The country is facing 30% inflation and economic strain under sanctions, while also more aggressively fighting corruption. The hedge fund firm Fertree has made $2.6 billion and counting by having bought underwater mortgages, largely second mortgages, where owners continue to pay. Researchers have found that only 3% of those with underwater mortgages walked away, even though it was in their economic self-interest to do so, while 97% continue to pay. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.